A reading from the book of Numbers. The children of Israel lamented, "What would we have? Would that we had meat for food. Remember the fish we had used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now we are famished, and we see nothing before us but this manna." Now manna was like a coriander seed and had the color of resin. When they had gone about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar, then cook it in a pot and made it into loaves, which tasted like cakes made with oil. At night when the dew fell upon the camp, this manna also fell. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying out at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry and he was grieved. "Why do you treat your servant so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all this people, or was it I who gave them birth, that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land that you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give all this people? For they are crying out to me, 'Give us meat for our food.' I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you will treat me, then do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face all this distress." The word of the Lord. Sing with joy to God our help. Sing with joy to God our help. My people heard not my voice, and Israel obeyed me not. So I gave them up for the hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. Sing with joy to God our help. If only my people would hear me and Israel would walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies. Against their foes I would turn my hand. Sing with joy to God our help. Those who hated the Lord would seek to flatter me, but their fate would endure forever. Well, Israel, I would feed with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. Sing with joy to God our help. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowd so that we can go to the villages and buy food. They can go and buy some food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down in the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full, so that those who had it were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. The Gospel of the Lord. There was another gospel today I was supposed to read. Anyway, I didn't want to look it up. What happens here today is you have two people and they're all complaining, right? First of all, it's the people complaining. Then Moses is complaining, and Moses is complaining so bad he says, "Would you just kill me? I don't want this burden." You know, now sometimes we get like that with the burdens and the crosses we have in life, you know, and we complain to God, and God has a plan. He's going to feed us. He's going to take care of us, but we're in the midst of the complaining. And so this is where it comes that we have to make a decision. Are we going to focus on ourselves, on our cross, or are we going to focus on the God who can do something? If we focus on the God who can do something, he can feed 5,000, the miracle. He can take where there is no meat and give meat. Our God is the God of miracles. Will we trust in him and look at him, or just focus on complaining for our crosses? Let's trust in him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would not complain but look to God, the miracle worker. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all world leaders, they would work for peace and for justice. We pray to the Lord. Pray for the end of the curse of abortion. All abortion clinics will close forever, and pray God's mercy on anyone who's had an abortion. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for those who are sick, that God in his mercy would heal them. We pray to the Lord.